Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This week, a nurse whistleblower from a private immigration detention center in Georgia alleged that immigrant women had had hysterectomies without giving consent and perhaps without even a medical need. Further, most of the women did not speak English, and there were no translators to explain to them what was being recommended. In the U.S., a fundamental ethical and legal practice is that adults of sound mind need to be engaged in a process of clear communication where a patient is provided with information about the risks and benefits of recommended treatments, alternative treatments, and what would happen if there was no treatment. Only after that sort of informed discussion, with the opportunity to ask questions, can a patient give their informed consent. Without this, medical care cannot be given. While the allegations are still being investigated and they have not been independently confirmed, it is worth taking a look at what we know about hysterectomies, or the surgical removal of the uterus. Hysterectomies are not without controversies all across America. There are certainly clear medical indications for the uterine surgery, and when properly used, it can be life-saving. But, and here comes a big but, the surgery is grossly overused when other less aggressive non-surgical treatments might work as well or better. Estimates are that in over three-quarters of hospitals, more than half of the hysterectomies are unnecessary. The surgery is relatively common in the U.S., with 600,000 hysterectomies occurring each year. And when adjusted for population size, this rate is much higher than in Europe or other developed nations. Most hysterectomies are performed for benign uterine masses called fibroids. These masses can be treated by other less aggressive treatments, such as removing just the masses themselves and allowing the uterus to remain, or even taking medications. Also, if the masses aren't painful, most fibroids will shrink after menopause. Even after a woman has completed bearing children, the uterus still serves a purpose by regulating hormones and holding other organs like the bladder in position. So once you remove the uterus, the bladder can fall, causing urinary problems. It can also lead to sexual desire change, and there are problems with pain. Well, it turns out that just under half of all women in the U.S. will have a hysterectomy in their lifetime, and research shows that not all women are at equal risk of getting an unnecessary hysterectomy. Black women are more than two times as likely compared to white women to have a hysterectomy for a benign condition. Also, certain regions of our country have much higher rates of unnecessary hysterectomies, such as the southeastern United States, which has the highest unnecessary rates. According to the Lone Institute's report on unnecessary surgery in America, the hospitals most likely to overuse hysterectomies are large, nonprofit urban teaching hospitals, often in the southern part of the country. This is just another reminder of how important it is to focus on the necessity of surgery and what alternatives may exist. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.